fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Gentlemen, this is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the 9th day of September, 2007. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, as always, we have many interesting things happening on the national scene and the international scene. The internet is chatter, I should say, is just alive with speculation about economic collapse and about terrorist attacks and about where this war in Iraq is going to be going. I was talking to a friend the other day about all this, and my friend was asking me what I thought was going to be happening, and I said, I don't get too caught up in dates. I live my life as if things could fall apart in 10 minutes, so I don't get too caught up or concerned about dates and timing. And when you live your life that way, you don't get distracted by things of this nature, wondering if this event's going to happen on September 21st or if this other event's going to happen on September the 11th, whatever your concern might be. Because if you live a life where preparedness is incorporated in your everyday activities, then you don't need to have those concerns. We're also at a point where things I've been talking about for 2 years are now coming to pass. It's been right at 2 years I first started talking publicly about hurricanes happening over land, which, of course, according to traditional meteorology, can't happen. And as you all know, I frequently have Professor McCanny as a guest on my show, and Professor McCanny's been talking about hurricanes over land. He's nicknamed them Himicanes for several years himself. Another friend of mine was at a Skywarn class. These classes are held all over the country. And we'll talk about the Skywarn class when we come back. The call number is 800-313-9443.
You know what you can go with solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permanent hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Sunday, the 9th day of September 2007. That, of course, was the theme song from the television show Dragnet from back in the 1950s. A lot of my bumper music is of that nature because I am a private investigator, homicide detective. Worked my first murder case in the fall of 1973. I'm working my most recent one as we speak. Hope to be talking to a prosecuting attorney soon about it and getting a warrant issued for first-degree murder. If you want to read my bio and see my photographs, you can go to my website, thelibertyman.com, and you can see what I've been doing with myself these past 40-something years. You'll also see my products, which are some of which are very unique and you can't find anywhere else, and other things like travel, tours, and cruises and so forth. I am a licensed travel broker. I guess is licensed the right word? I don't know. Anyway, some interesting things are at my website, thelibertyman.com. Before the break, I was talking about my friend who attended the Skywarn class. Now, this is training, ladies and gentlemen, takes place all over the country, where NOAA, that's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA meteorologists, scientists, they hold these classes to train civilians so that they can observe what's going on in her local area in terms of weather and report back to the county sheriff or the county police or whatever they're designated to report to what their observations are for precipitation and wind and things of that nature. So my friend is taking this class, and this is 2 years ago. Immediately, it was near the end of the hurricane season, which was, of course, as we all know, horrendous with Katrina and everything. And on one of the breaks, this young, when I say young, early 30s NOAA scientist was talking about the hurricanes, and he made a comment that as soon as he said it, he knew he had made a slip of the tongue. He made a comment, just wait till these hurricanes start forming over land, which, of course, according to traditional meteorology, that can't happen. And if you were paying attention about 3 weeks ago, it did in fact happen over Oklahoma. We had a perfectly formed hurricane with an eye and winds spinning in a clockwise manner, and winds exceeding hurricane strength. I believe they're up around 75 miles an hour, and hurricane strength, if memory serves, is 65 miles an hour. And I didn't see this personally, but a friend of mine said that he saw the CNN weather girl pointing to the radar as it was happening and making comments like, this can't happen, this can't be, this can't happen, this can't be. Well, as Professor McCanny says, there are Tier 1, Tier 2, and Tier 3 scientists. Clearly, this young lady was not a Tier 3 scientist because she didn't know such a thing was possible, as most meteorologists don't know such a thing is possible. But I assure you, ladies and gentlemen, that at the level of science and meteorology that takes place at NOAA, they know precisely what's going on, they know why it's going on, and they know what's coming. And they won't talk about it publicly. It's just simply not going to happen. Do not think about that at all. I saw a note posted on the net this morning about a member of the National Rifle Association Board of Directors making some comments, which I found a bit disturbing on one hand, and on the other I don't. But this guy's, and I don't recall his name, and I'm sure some of you listeners have seen the same video clip that I saw. He's sitting there with his cowboy hat and his cowboy drawl, talking about how he thinks the only people who should have semi-automatic firearms with detachable magazines should be the police and the military. Now, that is disturbing on one hand. Any restriction on firearms of that nature, I'm absolutely against it. Now, on the other hand, the Marine Corps sniper with the highest body count during the Vietnam War, which was Carlos Hathcock. Carlos killed nearly 100, I think it was 98, somebody will correct me if I'm wrong, 97, 98 of our enemies with a bolt-action rifle. Most of them, there was some he did with a 50 caliber machine gun on semi-auto with a scope mounted to it, but the majority of them with a bolt-action rifle and a telescope mounted on it, a telescopic sight mounted on top of it, which is basically technology that goes back to the 1890s. So don't get, you know, while we should be upset and distressed, just keep in mind that if you want to defend liberty, if you want to defend freedom, if you want to defend the Republic, 30 caliber bolt action rifle from Walmart with a good quality scope will do just fine. It will do an excellent job of defending the Republic if it comes down to it. So don't feel like all is lost if we have another assault weapons ban. In fact, the last one we had, which lasted for 10 years from 94 to 04, basically all it did was increase the prices for rifles and magazines and pistol magazines. And I don't know. The new one that's being proposed is far more comprehensive than the one they did in 94. The liberals, the anti-gun liberals who voted for that last one in 94, along with enough Republicans, I might add, to make it pass, it could not have passed without Republican votes in 1994. this new assault weapons ban is certainly much more comprehensive, closing the loopholes, if you will. I don't like that word. Closing the loopholes that existed in the 1994 bill. I was talking to freeze-dry guy the other day, and he's very pleased with the response he's been getting from my listeners here on the John Moore Show. And he likes visiting with you guys and making recommendations to fit your needs, customizing your purchase of freeze-dried food, the highest quality freeze-dried food at the best prices. Of course, his website is freezedryguy.com, and his toll-free number is 866-404-3663. I say again, 866-404-3663. Well, I'm already planning my grandson's next visit deep in the mountains in the Missouri Ozarks next summer, and we will be doing more training. The boy will be 11 years old. And we'll be doing more marksmanship training with his new Marlin 22 caliber bolt action rifle with the AccuTrigger. I like that little rifle. My wife likes it. Everybody likes it. It's just a really accurate, a fun little piece to shoot. I will not encourage or let him have much experience with telescopic sights for some period of time. It's simply not a very good thing for a youngster to start using optics at a young age. They need to learn the basics, and in my opinion, fire many thousands, and I say many thousands, probably 8,000 to 10,000 rounds with iron sights before I would let him use a telescopic sight. Those basic skills are what need to be stressed. And of course, I've got him shooting pistols also under the same conditions with iron sights only, and shooting formal target shooting and informal plinking both. The shooting has to be fun for a youngster to want to continue doing it and pursuing it, and that's what we do, is we do make the shooting fun, and the boy really enjoys doing that activity with myself and with his grandma. Very proud young man to shoot his first copperhead, and we got a photograph of him holding it up by the tail, and it's still not quite dead, because a copperhead's nervous system will cause it to move about even after its little head's been blown off, which my grandson did. He blew the head off the copperhead with the first shot. So that was a lot of fun also. A lot of speculation going back to in the news about what this economy is going to do. I know a number of people who are withdrawing funds from the bank. I can't tell them that's not a wise thing to do, because it might be the wisest thing a person could do, is to have cash out of the bank. During a severe crisis, we know what happens. We've seen this before. A bank holiday can be declared. It's nothing new about that. It's happened in the past. It could happen again in the future. If the crisis would get severe enough, leading to the point where there's either turmoil in the streets, civil unrest, if those things are actually happening or the government thinks they may be about to happen, they will curtail sales of alcohol, firearms, and ammunition. You can count on it, because we've seen that happen before in other places and other times when there's been riots or there's been earthquakes, where there's been civil unrest, like the L.A. riots we had back in 92. They shut down the sales of alcohol products, firearms, and ammunition for a area around where the civil unrest is taking place. And, of course, the federal government can do that nationwide. Given a crisis of severe enough nature, they also can begin a program of rationing food and rationing gasoline, where you can only buy your fuel every other day and only buy limited amounts of food under certain circumstances. Break coming up. The call number is 800-313-9443.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
And now here's more of John Moore on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 9th day of September 2007. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. As is frequently the case, we're talking about preparedness today. And let's start with the basics. We always have new listeners. We always have folks that are interested in getting started that haven't done any of this before. And we'll start with some basics. First of all, the KISS principle, K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, stupid. The KISS principle. This applies to many, many things in life. When it comes to preparedness, it's no different. Simplicity, simplicity, simplicity. And we'll come back to that in a moment. Now, the foundation of any preparedness program and being ready to deal with a crisis, of course, the foundation is spiritual preparedness. I am a born-again, Bible-believing Christian myself, and I encourage people to consider looking closely and carefully at the words of our Lord as contained in the King James Version of the Holy Bible. We know, and it's not even a debatable topic, that those men and women who, American men and women, who were in POW camps in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam, stood a far greater chance of surviving that horrendous experience if they were believers, as opposed to those who did not have a good, strong spiritual foundation. We know that. We know that very well. Now, whatever it takes for you to enhance your spiritual values and your beliefs, I encourage you to do so. It's not going to be the same for everybody. Get on your knees and pray for help. That's about the most important thing that I could say to encourage you to get where you need to be in that regard. After that comes health. You're not going to be a survivor if you're not healthy. Now, you folks out there in the audience, you're going to vary between healthy, strong, teenage young men and women to people who have various disabilities and concerns due to whatever it might be, injury, disease, a diabetic condition, and everybody in between. Now, everyone has limitations. The healthy 20-year-old Marine has limitations, as does the 70-year-old man or 70-year-old woman have limitations. The key to survival when it comes to these physical limitations is understanding what they are and incorporating those limitations into whatever your plans might be. And that's just a wise thing to do. Now, the healthy 20-year-old Marine is not going to put on a 200-pound backpack and walk 50 miles a day. That simply isn't going to happen. The healthy 70-year-old man is going to have limitations also. They'll be different. Different limitations for different people. Now, at the same time, I encourage people to work on acquiring optimal health. And if you think a traditional medical doctor is going to be very much help there, I would have to disagree. I would look for alternatives, alternative therapies, alternative modalities. I'm a big believer in chiropractic and in the nutrition advice given by a chiropractor who specializes in nutrition. It has changed my life. I've got nothing to sell here. I don't sell nutritional supplements. In fact, the nutritional supplements that I use, I can't sell. I'm not allowed to, because Standard Process, the company that sells them, they will not allow an outside a person who is not a professional, like a chiropractor, they won't allow them to sell their product. They simply won't do it. So I've got nothing to sell you in that regard. I do have some products on my website, but not supplements. And I encourage people to find a chiropractor who specializes in nutrition, seek that person out, and take their advice and do what they tell you to do. And, of course, any program of becoming healthier should include eliminating certain things from your diet, all soft drinks, whether they're diet or not, all soft drinks should be eliminated, severe curtailment of alcohol, elimination of tobacco products, the elimination of MSG, monosodium glutamate, the elimination of soy products. Is kind of ironic. You go into a health food store, you see all these dozens and dozens of products that have soy in it. Soy milk and all on and on. Soy burgers. Except for fermented soy products, which include soy sauce and a few other things. The research I've done tells me that human beings simply should not consume soy products, products made from soy. Water. Once again, it's a bit ironic. You listen to Patriot Radio, Republic, Genesis. You listen to these different... Everybody's selling water filters. We'll get back to the water in just a moment. There's a good reason for that. We'll be back right after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the 9th day of September 2007. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. Well, it's kind of funny. I was talking about water filters before the break, and then the first spot that we had was for Berkey water filters. Here's what you need to consider as far as water filters go. One would be for while you're out in the bush, backpacking, or doing a bug out. It would be a portable filter that would be very small and very compact to use while you're on the move. I like Katahdin myself. I've heard them pronounced different ways. It's K-A-T-A-D-Y-N. Then you need to consider a base camp filter. The Berkeelite would serve that purpose quite well. And I would look at maybe one Berkeelite for every four adults, or maybe one Berkeelite for two adults and four children. That would be about the right ratio to have enough water for drinking and cooking without putting too much, expecting too much on the filter. Then you need to look at, in my opinion, if you have city water as opposed to well water, city fluoridated water, you need to look at a filter that will remove fluoride. Most of these filters won't that you hear advertised. To my knowledge, it takes either steam distillation or reverse osmosis to remove fluoride. I'm doing some research right now, and I hope to get back later this week and do some more on it. Apparently, sodium fluoride allows, when it comes in contact with aluminum, allows the aluminum to become an ion that will cross the brain-blood barrier. And there's some research is looking at this as one of the causes for the aluminum getting in the brain and causing Alzheimer's. We've been wondering that for years. Why this dramatic increase in Alzheimer's, which we know there's been some linkage with aluminum getting in the brain. So that's the three types of water filters you need to be looking at, in my opinion. We have our first caller on hold, Brandon, Alabama. Brandon, how are you this afternoon, sir?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. What's on your mind, sir?
Actually, I missed you. I wanted to talk to you about preparedness, ask you something about preparedness.
Absolutely. Let's do that.
You know, there's this whole talk of global warming.
Right.
You mentioned, I noticed in your article, no need to panic?
Right, no need for panic, right.
Yes, sir, that you mentioned global warming is not caused by man and is really a serious crisis. What is the government doing in preparation for this?
Well, funny you should ask that question, Brandon. The United States government, the major governments of this world, England, Russia, China, the ones that have intelligence agencies, along with the Vatican, they all began making their preparations beginning about 1979. The United States government, I can't address what these other governments did. I know a little bit about the Vatican. But the United States government finished their preparations in the early 90s in terms of building shelters to receive the designated government workers and their families. Not all government workers, like the men and women who work for the Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms Division, for example, they don't have, most of them, to my knowledge, don't have access to these shelters. It's going to be men and women with the intelligence agencies, top military brass, people like that. And these shelters are all over the country. Denver, Colorado, and the Denver Airport, the new Denver Airport, is one of the larger shelters. There's one near St. Louis at the Walden Springs Remedial Action Site. They tend to be some distance away from the East Coast, West Coast, Gulf Coast, and Great Lakes. They tend to be more in the middle of the country. At higher altitudes is where these shelters tend to be. So they made their decision, Brandon, to take care of themselves and leave the rest of us on our own. That was a decision made 27, 28 years ago, and that's not going to change. In fact, even if it were to change now, there's not enough time to build shelters for 300 million Americans.
Well, I guess my next question is this, do you really believe this is a result of what you call Planet X?
Yes, sir. I do.
Okay, I'm sorry. A follow-up question with that is, if that is the case, if this really is moving in, wouldn't scientists tell us about this? Wouldn't we see it in the sky?
Well, I know something about you, Brandon, that most of the listeners don't, and I know you're a college student and you're in your early 20s.
26, actually. Yeah, you're close enough.
And give or take a year. And I also know that folks your age with your world experience don't know what us older adults know. And if I was from an audience of several hundred people, Brandon, ranging from age from, say, 20 to 70, with your mean age being, say, 40 to 45, if I asked my audience of 200 people this question, I know the response I'm going to get. The question being, would the federal government of the United States of America lie to us? And everybody starts laughing and giggling and nodding their heads yes. Because once you've been on this planet 40 to 45 or more years, you know what the answer to that question is. Now, more specifically, if the government of this country knew within a narrow range of when things would really get bad, would they lie to us and promote a date 10 to 30 years in the future? And my information is, yes, they have. Yes, they're doing it. That's already a done deal. Brandon, I have to ask you and all our listeners, of course, they can't answer like you have. Have you happened to see Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth?
I have not, but I've heard a lot about it, though.
Okay. Well, I encourage you to get a copy from the library. Most libraries, since it was the Academy Award-winning documentary, most libraries are going to have it. You can rent it. Check it out from the library at no charge. Probably get it at Blockbusters and all these different places. And I encourage people to watch that film, and I'll tell you the science in it, and I'll tell you the science fiction.
Okay.
Here's the science. There's the three heroes. There's several heroes, but there's three teenage characters in this film. And is there a break coming up? Do I hear music? I'm not sure. I guess there's not. Okay. Anyway, the three teenage characters are up at the Natural Science Museum in New York City. And they're walking past the exhibits, and they come up to a stuffed mastodon. And one of the youngsters, they read the little sign. It says the mastodon was flash frozen in Siberia while I was eating tropical plants. Now, that's science. That really did happen. Now, if you do your homework, you'll find out, Brandon, that to flash freeze a mammal that weighs 4 tons or 6 tons, these are much bigger than elephants, so fast that the eyeballs don't have time to deteriorate, so fast that the mastodon doesn't even have time to fall to its knees while it's eating tropical plants. You come to understand that wherever that mastodon was, in this case Siberian, and by the way, there were thousands of these animals flash frozen in a similar manner, and they started finding them in the 1880s, 1890s when they were putting in the Trans-Siberia Railroad. The meat of the mammoth was so fresh when it thawed out, it was being sold as delicacies for human consumption in Paris 110 years ago. It takes temperatures more than 200 degrees below zero instantly to make that happen, for that meat to remain frozen for 10,000 years like that.
Okay.
Now, that's part of the science. And another part of the science is we know this has happened in the past, because we have the frozen evidence. One of the subplots in the movie has to do with the Gulf Stream. That's a whole subplot by itself. It's one of the major subplots in the movie, is the Gulf Stream slowing down. Now, you can do your homework, Brandon, and all you boys and girls out there can do your homework. Get on Google, put in Gulf Stream. You will find that the Gulf Stream has slowed down in mass and velocity, and they publicly state this, about half in the last 15 to 20 years. Now, if you look at a map, Brandon, and you look at the British Isles, England, Ireland, and Scotland, and you look straight across to the right, what do you see? You see Moscow.
Yes, sir.
And England, Ireland, and Scotland are as far north, just as close to the North Pole as Moscow is. But they don't have the brutal, horrible winters of Moscow, which we always hear about, where it's zero and below zero for several months at a time. They have a very mild winter, very mild, where if you wear a heavy sweater, you can get through the coldest day. Now, the reason they have these mild winters for so many centuries is the Gulf Stream. If and when, and the scientists that I'm talking to say it's a matter of when the Gulf Stream slows down and stops, England, Ireland, and Scotland have the winter of Moscow instead of that very mild winter they've enjoyed for so many centuries. Now, that's science, that's in that movie also. Here's the science fiction in the movie. The science fiction is the cause. The movie claims that human activity is creating greenhouse gas is causing this warm-up. That's science fiction. And I think it's provable science fiction for a lot of reasons. One, if you go to underneath the mile-thick ice at the Antarctic, you find where the ice is melting underneath a mile of ice.
Well,
and that's science also, and it's easily provable. All you need to do is just a little bit of digging in some of these geology websites and you know, places where there's real scientists that you can verify from real places like California, you know, University of Southern California and so forth. And it flies in the face of what we think should be what's going on. There's a lake, Lake Vostok, I think it's called, unfrozen water underneath a mile of ice in the Antarctic. And the list goes on and on of the real science that is in this movie, as well as the science fiction. So I encourage people to watch that movie for the following, for those reasons. Now, Al Gore, in his film, An Inconvenient Truth, he, I'm confusing two films here, An Inconvenient Truth and The Day After Tomorrow. What I was just talking about was The Day After Tomorrow. An Inconvenient Truth, I hope, I don't want to confuse your audience here.
Okay.
In Inconvenient Truth, Al Gore makes the following statement, that in 2016, things will start to get bad in terms of abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels, and then in the middle of the century, around 2050, things will really get bad, abrupt climate change and rising ocean levels. Now, one of the articles I sell on my website is the Department of Defense report on abrupt climate change, and what I sell is the public domain version of that report. What's not well known and not well understood, there's also a classified version of this same report. I haven't been able to get my hands on it. If I could, I would publish it too, and the law be damned. But why in the world would they have a classified version of a report on abrupt climate change? Surely the Russians and Chinese know about this. They have scientists every bit as good as our scientists. So who are they keeping a secret from? Well, they're keeping a secret from you, Brandon, and they're keeping a secret from all the good men and women in the United States. That's who they're keeping it secret from, and for very good reason. They don't want the people who provide half the jobs in this country, which are small business owners, to say, I'm not going to work Monday. I'm getting out of here with my family. I'm going to enjoy the year, 2 or 3 years I've got left and shut down this business and head for the hills.
Right.
If very many small business owners did that, that would cause economic chaos in this country, and the government simply doesn't want that.
So basically, it's that, and they feel it could cause a major panic.
It won't be panic. At some point, there would be panic, and it will be very near these events happening. Most people, Brandon, will continue to be consumed watching professional sports and their careers and their families up until the last minute. And that's what 99% of the population will continue doing. Now, what they're concerned about are small business owners making very cold, deliberate decisions based on good, accurate information. Now, I sent you an email, Brandon, about Dr. Harrington. You mentioned an astronomer, and so my response to the astronomer you mentioned is a man, he's now deceased, but when he was alive, he had some of the best credentials an astronomer could hope to have. He was a supervising astronomer of the United States Naval Observatory, and he was interviewed in his office at the United States Naval Observatory, talking about Planet X, how big it is, where it is, how fast it's traveling, its orbit, in great detail. And the name of the video is, Are We Alone? Are We Alone? I think anybody doing a quick Google search could find it. It's sold by some outfit that specializes in UFO stories, some of which are real. A lot of them are just people observing secret military vehicles, quite frankly. But that's who's selling it. And for $20, you can get your own copy. And if you want an astronomer with credentials, you're not going to get any better than that. in that line of work, that's about as good as it gets.
Yeah, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
If he's so credentialed about that, I thought, I understand he was looking for it, but I thought they confirmed afterwards, like back in 1983 or whatever year it was, that really everything was okay, the planet's orbits were right, they had made a mistake, there was nothing out there, they thought they had found something. I guess I have so many questions. I know you have limited time.
I welcome your questions, Brandon, and I am up to the challenge. I am up to the challenge, and I encourage questions.
I'm not trying to give you a hard time. I'm just very confused on this subject.
If you, Brandon, agree with everything I'm saying, you and I wouldn't have anything to talk about, would we?
Yes, sir.
We got a break. Brandon, hold on. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're visiting with Brandon from Alabama and talking about the 10th planet and all that matters related to that. You still there, Brandon? Brandon, you still there? I'm not hearing anything. Okay. Well, maybe Brandon had to take a break. No, if he comes back, John, please put him on hold. And Eleanor from Canada, we've got a few minutes. We may need to hold you over through the top of the hour break. Eleanor, are you there?
Yes, I am, John. And
what's going on?
Well, a couple of my friends here, we're kind of a Canadian patriot movement. We've been looking with great interest at the map of the inundated shorelines in your paper, No Need for Panic.
Right.
And unfortunately, it stops right at the Canadian border.
Right.
And we're wondering if any of your contacts in naval intelligence might be able to extend those lines a little further north for our benefit.
Well, what part of Canada are you in, Eleanor?
Well, I'm right down near Toronto, and
You're near one of the Great Lakes?
Yes.
Okay. Which Great Lake are you near?
Ontario.
Lake Ontario. Okay. I'll be talking with one of my submarine veteran friends several times over the next few days. But here's what he told me, and this may be some help for you, give you a quick heads up, that the Great Lakes and Hudson Bay will all become one vast inland sea. And I don't know how high above sea level you are or how high above the lake.
Well, we're not really asking about our current location. We're looking at one 80 miles east of Sault Ste. Marie,
okay,
which is the easternmost inundated shoreline where you've crosshatched Wisconsin.
Okay.
And
the
altitude we're looking at is 1,100 feet above sea level and 80
okay.
miles east of Sault Ste. Marie.
Well, most likely 1,100 feet above sea level should put you in pretty good shape, in my opinion. I don't know the topography, the makeup of the soil, what subduction zones, seismic zones there might be up there, because that certainly could have an impact on it. You do want to be away from large concentrations of people, and being 1,100 feet above sea level should be more than high enough.
Yes, that's why we're looking at that area, because it is wilderness. And, I mean, there are some people there, but not many. And we're just concerned with that crosshatched area, how that's going to filter on up to Hudson's Bay. If you could get us any information on that, we'd really appreciate it. Like, there's several
okay,
people involved here.
80 miles east of Sault Ste. Marie?
That's right.
Okay. Maybe later this week, Eleanor, you and I could talk privately. And I'll get a map out and we'll look at a map together and do a little recon there on the map.
Okay. How would I arrange that?
Why don't you call me up tomorrow? I've got a toll-free number. It's 866-965-3007.
What time?
Yeah. Mid-morning. Tomorrow will be fine. We'll talk for a few minutes, and then we'll set up a time. If I'm busy, which I think I will be, we'll set up a time where we can talk at more length.
Okay, I very much appreciate that, John,
okay,
and the rest of us
too
as well.
Yes, you're welcome. There's a lot to this, ladies and gentlemen. We have people, small groups of people, all over North America that are making these preparations. They're quietly. They're just taking care of what they need to take care of for themselves and their loved ones and their friends in Canada and the Ozarks and the Rocky Mountains. And we got the top of the hour break coming up.
It's true.